USA Radio News.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
President Trump on what he would like before signing any bill that makes it to his desk. Now, the earliest we would expect a bill to be on the president's desk would be late Thursday or Friday, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has not scheduled any votes, and then, of course, it would have to pass the House as well. Folks are hitting the stores across America for day after Christmas shopping and returns. Hetha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, you're, you know, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
Three college football bowl games on this day after Christmas. The first one kicked off just about 30 minutes ago. That's the First Responder Bowl. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Actor Kevin Spacey is facing felony sexual assault charges in Massachusetts. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Spacey's accused of sexually assaulting the teenage son of a former Boston TV news anchor at a bar on Nantucket in July of 2016. Spacey is due in court on January 7th. Following this latest development, Spacey posts a YouTube video in which he takes on the character he played in the Netflix hit House of Cards, Frank Underwood.
I mean, if you and I have learned nothing else these past years, it's that in life and art, nothing should be off the table. We weren't afraid, not of what we said, not of what we did, and we're still not afraid.
The Los Angeles County prosecutor declined to file charges 3 months ago after other allegations surfaced against Spacey there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mariah Carey is breaking records with her holiday favorite, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Spotify says it was the most streamed song in a single day with 10.8 million streams. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In 2018, we saw massive security breaches at companies like Marriott, Caribou Coffee, and even NASA. Now, the response to the hacking is what ticked off most folks. But is government intervention the answer or even the way to go moving forward, as many folks are then concerned regarding the government having your personal data as well? Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News something needs to be done moving forward.
You know, what the government can do, the government has one thing. It's got a big boot. And it can plant that boot in the rear of a lot of companies and start finding them like they did with Sarbanes-Oxley. Here's the bad part. We as consumers have very little control once it's in the hands of these companies.
Wright says regarding that Marriott security breach.
Here's what happened with Marriott and the Starwood Group. That breach went on for 4 years, and they didn't detect it. So some of this is just poor, you know, practice, poor tradecraft on their point. What we need, you know, there's been truth in advertising for a long time, Connell. What we actually need is truth and privacy. Imagine before you give your information, somebody said, look, our policies are so bad, your information may end up in the hands of the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans, or the Chinese. So caveat emptor. You know, people would take it a little bit more seriously. It's going to take, I hate to say it's going to take at some point some government regulation, but that's how we kind of put an end to some of this nonsense with the misstatements, you know, and the all the fraud that was going on, like the Enrons and the Tycos.
Right. After nobody matched all six numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot for Friday now stands at just over $348 million. No one has matched all six numbers since late October. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.